You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Inside Out. I thank you for joining me today. Hope you're off to a great start in your day. As I record this, it's mid-morning. So I don't know when you're getting this, but here's the great thing about the truths of God's word and God's presence and character. It does not matter what time of the day or night that it would be. God is. And think about it. Is not God good and kind and patient? So good to us. So powerful. He's all wise. Let's give him honor today with our lives, with our hearts, with our thoughts. You know, Psalm 19 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord God, my strength and my redeemer. Let that be our aim and our goal today and every day. Well, the last couple of episodes, we've been talking about the Word of God. I'll do just a little brief review, and I hope you know this. The Word of God is so important. You must have it in your life. This is not some outdated, historic, mystical book. This is the living Word of God. The Bible is God's Word. It is God speaking to us. It's God's voice in written form. It's alive, it's supernatural, it's powerful. As we've talked about, it's more than just a book. And it's the main way that God wants to reveal himself to you and to me. And it's the main way that God wants to give you guidance and instruction for your life. It is divine, it is consistent, it is inerrant, it is authoritative, it is eternal, and it is trustworthy. And beyond that, all of those things piled up, it is life-giving. It is life-changing. Here is a powerful passage, and I know I shared it with you in earlier episodes, but 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, using the New Living Translation here, all Scripture, every bit of it, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people, that's you, that's me, to do every good work. There's just nothing like it. And the enemy of your soul wants to keep you from God's word, wants to keep you out of God's word, and wants to keep God's word out of you. Because he knows what it is, and he knows what it can do in you, and he knows what it can do through you. So the Word, let's look at this. The Word, as we talk about the Word, it is Jesus. John 1:14, 1 Timothy 4:1, the Word is Jesus. And the Word is bread, and the Word is water, meat, milk, life. It's a lamp, it's a light, it's a fire. It's a sword, it's a hammer, a mirror, an anchor. It is seed, it is gold, it is honey. but what I want to zero in on for a few minutes today with you is this. The word is light. The word is light. And not L-I-T-E, you know, like low in calories or whatever. It is light. It illuminates. Let's look at this. In Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hear it again. Your word, God's word, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We live in and we travel through a world where there is a lot of darkness. And without light, it's just predictable what's going to happen. Fear, you can't see what things are and you can't see how to handle things, you're going to run into things, you're going to get off course. So without light, it's pretty predictable what will happen. You know, in my home, if I get up in the night, for whatever reason, and I know my way around, but still we have night lights, that kind of illuminate certain parts of the house, or like the alarm panel or the microwave light over the oven, you know, that, that casts some light. And otherwise, even still knowing the place, I wonder, you know, sometimes I'm still groping for a doorknob or a light switch. But without light, it's pretty predictable what will happen. One of my grandsons, playing flag football, this was last fall, and his games would be like 6 p.m. and sunset was like at 6:10. And so the fields they play on have lights. And so at the right time, I guess they're on a timer, the lights on the adjacent field, because they had like three fields all next to each other. The lights on the adjacent field came on. The lights for the field where my grandson and his team were playing did not come on. And as it got darker and darker, it was increasingly difficult to play. But these were 5 and 6 year old boys, and so their game is just all running. You know, so they're just running crazy. Half of them don't know strategy or plays or anything, but it's a joy to watch. But they're, it's dark on their field, increasingly so, but it's all running. But the game after them and the game after that are the bigger boys. And they're not just running, and they do have an idea what's going on with plays and strategy. And there'll be a lot of passing, and their games would be impossible. So they had to call the games off. So it became Friday night, no lights. They could not play because they could not see. And so the word of God is light, and the light helps us to see. It helps us to see God. It helps us to see who he is, what he's like. It helps us to see what he wants for us, his plan, his promises, his instructions, you know, what to do, to see where to step, to see where to not step, and not just where to step, but when to step, to see the world around us. You know, biblical worldview is just vital in these days where everybody's got an idea. This light is our perspective. It helps us to see, and the light of God's word guides us. So again, Psalm 119, verse 105, in today's English version, it says, your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. Proverbs 6:23 in the New International Version says, for this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Oh, that's so good. I'll read it again. For this command, speaking of God's word, is a lamp, and this teaching, God's word, is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. So life is made up of paths, and you take steps on paths, and God's word lights up the steps and the paths so that you can have right steps on right paths. And this is so vital. Proverbs 4, verse 18 and 19, it says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. What's the difference? The difference is light. First, the light from following Jesus in a genuine relationship with him. He is the light. And secondly, the light from God's word. And you cannot say that you're following Jesus if you're not also following his word. He is the word, and he is the light. And the word is light, so you can see. So I want to encourage you, don't just own a Bible. Don't just hug a Bible. I love the word. Give it entrance. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That entrance, Old Testament Hebrew, it's entrance. It's the opening and unfolding. It's the teaching and coming to understand God's word. But you have to give it that initial opening. Then you can come to understand it. And it gives understanding to the simple. Now, that doesn't mean the blank or empty-headed. It's the ordinary, open, and I love this, open-minded. So you've got to give the word that opening in your life, that opening in your mind. And I just want to emphasize this. You need daily exposure to an intake of God's word. Now, next episode, I'm going to start to talk about how to read and study God's word, because you have to get to a point of understanding. And we'll talk more about that the next time. But I just want to encourage you today, every way I can, get into God's word and get God's word into you. Simply pray and ask God to help you to understand. And I'll give you in the upcoming episodes where to start and how to do this. But ask him to help you. And can I encourage you to do this? Get a study Bible. Okay, get a study Bible. So much scholarly work has been done to help make this easier, gathering of information that's very pertinent to help you understand language and culture and setting and context and really to help you understand God's word on so many levels. And then the Holy Spirit can give you the deeper understanding and how to apply that into your life. Well, thank God for his word, and it is a lamp unto your feet. It is a light unto your path. Do not go through the day, through the night, through this life without the light of God's word. I will see you next time. God bless you. Have a great week, and can't wait till next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.